Saya Ricardo.
Saya Kenny.
Saya Faizal.
Saya Nat.
Kami ingin mengucapkan selamat menyambut
bulan Ramadan Al-Mubarak
kepada muslimin dan muslimat sekalian
di seluruh dunia. Ikhlas dari kami di Kinabalu Podcast.
Podcast ini dibawakan khas kepada anda oleh NH Travel Sabah. Ingin mengenali Sabah dengan mudah, murah dengan perkhidmatan yang terbaik, NH Travel Sabah adalah solusinya.
Dapatkan itinerary traveling ke negeri di bawah payu ini dengan bantuan NH Travel Sabah. Mereka menyediakan perkhidmatan dari kereta sewa, package percutian ground Sabah hingga pengurusan penerbangan anda hanya dengan NH Travel Sabah.
Dan gunakan kod promosi Kinabalu Podcast untuk mendapatkan diskaun-diskaun dan perk yang hebat daripada NH Travel Sabah. Ikuti mereka di IG, Facebook dan juga TikTok. Mereka NH Travel Sabah atau WhatsApp terus di talian +6011 1644 8484. Saya ulangi, +6011 1644 8484 hari ini. Pangkis.
Kihoi. Ramadan tiba, Ramadan tiba, Ramadan tiba. Marhaban ya Ramadan.
Selamat kembali ke podcast nombor 1 di Sabah. Saya Ricardo.
Dan saya Kenny.
Kinabalu Podcast, number 1 podcast di Sabah.
Legit, super, super, super legit.
Dan senyap.
Sangat senyap.
Satu benda yang sangat orang bilang
controversial lah.
Controversial, yes. Di scene ini, tapi semua orang agak senyap. Dan aku beranggapan kenapa mereka senyap adalah sebab-sebab yang tertentu lah.
Banyak yang tengah
sipping
the tea lah.
Oh,
banyak-banyak lah.
Tapi
banyak-banyak tea. Tea apa yang
kena spill?
Tea yang senyap lah.
Siti Nurhaliza dah. Anyway, aku salut to kau apa hal?
Yes.
Podcast Kartel.
Kau apa hal?
Yeah. Kau apa hal?
I like you guys, man.
Group of Bobby and the rest of them are all of our friends di sana, Drong Max, Moon, Syam, Bobby. Shout out lah for acknowledging this lah for acknowledging acknowledging this issue. Bagi aku something yang really really important to be discussed about, to have our point out about this at the same time. Aku macam gemuruh sikit bila mau sentuh ini part lah.
Okay.
Apa yang berlaku dengan let's go dengan Welo lah. Welo dengan okay, let's go lah. Aku first dapat ni daripada clip-clip ni adalah tiba-tiba lah aku dia the FYP lah kira.
Okay.
Dan
TikTok lah.
Aku tak tahu TikTok ke Instagram. I don't remember. I think TikTok probably. Tapi ada orang hantar lah tu aslah.
Right.
Dapat mention siapa tapi ada orang hantar lah sama kita. So
jangan. It's blood.
Yeah. Tapi before that disclaimer, this is our point of view dan we are trying to be so neutral as neutral as we can be.
Yes.
And we are trying to make sense of orang bilang on whatever happen, bukan mau ambil limelight pun. Ini disclaimer, kita bukan mau ambil ini because it's content.
Yes, whatever opinions that we have here doesn't reflect our stance on any other organization or podcast out there.
Correct.
This is our opinions, purely our opinions, speculation, it is what we know.
Correct, yes.
That's it.
Yes, so take that. Jangan kamu, I mean apa juga kalau dia mau take it, dia orang punya own anulah perception.
Take it and pay us lah.
No. Anyway, apa yang berlaku adalah Willow sudah habis kontrak dengan Okay Let's Go.
Yes sir.
So disebabkan oleh habis kontrak, dia orang macam feel free. They feeling like dia orang macam sudah free and they
Feel free to talk lah. Yeah, okay.
And giving their opinion and so on lah. So bila tengok tu video at first and second time aku tengok macam the response from Okay Let's Go is they are mocking them.
Right.
So aku mau tanya kau as a neutral podcast listeners ataupun consumer, jangan side mana-mana.
Yeah,
kau rasa tu video mocking atau tidak?
You're talking about the video
Willow, daripada Willow, kan? Dia cakap pasang ini besar.
Okay.
Simpan dulu tepi lah, macam gitu.
Okay. Saya punya take lah kan.
Yeah.
Dia even though dari segi apa yang saya faham Willow ni, it's an open space for them to talk. It's a safe space for them to talk.
Yeah.
Even though it's like that. And then okay, before I go into my point, lepas itu diorang macam, if I'm not mistaken, diorang claim yang, oh, kami main-main je ni, kami cakap je pun gini, and you wanna whack us. I don't know.
Okay.
That's what I heard. Ini dia, dia macam directly lah, okay. Directly macam.
I'm gonna give you time to say yeah, your point of view.
Talk back in talk
indirectly.
Talk not good lah.
Oh,
directly.
Oh, okay.
For me, that's a direct response.
So call subject this as a mocking.
I'm mocking. Not as macam
kira perli lah.
Teasing lah.
Teasing lah.
For okay. me, it's teasing lah. Right, more like right. macam yang oh inilah dia okay. orang big ah.
Okay.
Yeah, it's like teasing you lah. Iyalah, kau ada velfire. Something like that. Okay. So it felt like that. Tapi they could have toned it down, man.
Yeah.
Plus whatever it is, you've done your contract with them, you need to remember when, even though it's business, and business is not something
correct
that is, business is not personal lah.
Okay,
business is business. You need to remember when they invest in you.
Invested.
Invested in you. Okay. That means they see the potential in you.
Correct.
And even though your contract has ended, money is spent. Was spent, and it's even worse. Kalau kau cakap benda macam gitu, and knowing that the investment actually didn't
work out.
There's no ROI there. There's no return of investment there. Not okay. even a, I don't know how many cents.
Okay.
How many dollar was it?
Okay. It was 58,000. I don't know. It was claimed by. Okay, let's go.
It's claimed on their thumbnail on one of the podcasts. It's 68K.
Oh, it's
Singapore dollar.
It's 58.
Yeah, 58.
No, 58K.
Okay. Then I was wrong.
Okay.
So okay. That being said, investment is investment. They seems like okay. Let's go was okay with that much being spent.
And they don't think about it lah.
Yeah, they're not
first.
Missing. Okay. So I was taken aback actually. Saya terkejut.
Okay.
Tiba-tiba Welo buat macam gini. I mean, what do you want? Kenapa kau buat macam gini ya? If it's up to me, saya, if I have a podcast like Welo lah kan, and then a big company sponsored me, and then invested in me, bukan bilang I don't want to bite tangan yang sudah kasih makan,
okay.
sayang.
Okay.
It's more like it's respect what.
Okay.
You respect those that is already, you know, put their time and effort to you.
Even though there's a positive or negative results out of
negative
it, right?
Negative or positive or negative doesn't matter.
No, so the respect boundaries too, so the breach lah.
Yeah, yeah, okay. That's true. And there's no beef actually between them. I'm not sure what happened behind the scene.
Okay.
Kita kan cuma dari luar saja, think.
Correct.
So that's that for me lah.
Okay.
Mm-mm.
On my side pula, aku mau disclaimer balik. Even though aku terus terang aku rapat sama Razi, kita rapat sama Okay Let's Go, you know, they've been helping a lot. And bagi aku, diorang hands down, they pave this industry. Diorang yang first monetize podcast and how people can start generating out of podcast punya industry ataupun
started from scratch. Man.
Yes. And diorang yang kasih systemize so orang lain pun bila buat podcast tahu macam mau monetize and dapatkan sponsor lah.
Yes. In other words, they set the industry standards for Southeast Correct. Asia, man.
Yeah.
It gives me
goosebumps.
It gives me goosebumps saying that.
Itu macam pok we cakap lah. Itu sejarah kau tak boleh hapus lah. Memang diorang dia legends ya, the godfather of podcast lah.
Yeah, that's true.
So on my take pula, apabila itu berlaku, memang aku personally aku cakap bagi aku tu mocking, because kau ni besar mah, ini kecil mah. Lepas tu, orang cakap kita sudah habis dan orang ada juga cakap masa sama diorang pun kami tidak ada buat banyak pun benda ada bilang.
Oh, okay.
They were saying like there's nothing that much they have been produced lah. Diorang juga cakap yang diorang ada 9 episode per week, which is aku try to look back on diorang punya episodes.
Are you sure?
Yeah, yeah. 3,000 bulan. From third hari 3,000 bulan. Lepas tu 6,000 bulan. Lepas tu 8,000 bulan. Okay, itu okay. Sudah berapa jarak? Takkan satu minggu kau beli 9 episode, man. Kecuali kau record satu hari dua episode tau.
Yalah.
And then kau ataupun kau release that to dua episode in a day.
Yeah, true.
Itu baru kau dapat 9 episode per week. Which is aku rasa itu tidak berapa betul lah itu.
The maths don't lie, man.
Yeah. Itu aku kira tengok di Spotify. Kau tengok 3,000 bulan dia kasih release. Lepas tu 6,000 bulan ada. And then on the 9th ada. Bagi aku tu sudah productive enough.
Yeah.
You don't have to say 9 episode per week, man.
Yeah, man. That's overkill.
Yeah, itu macam gila, exaggerated stuff pula. But okay, on the other hand, diorang kenapa OLG sign diorang? Because diorang potential lah.
Yes, that's
one
true.
One of the few yang started, yang kira making it the wave juga last time.
True.
Itu aku have to agree. Tapi itulah to the demographic yang dorang punya niche of market lah.
Yeah, dorang punya niche Gen Z's.
A little bit of millennial sana. Tapi kepada target market yang begitulah.
Yeah.
So aku nak berapa consume Wello ni sebab mungkin aku tak dapat vibe. Tapi aku rasa dorang ada banyak followers dorang. Meaning saya ada listeners dorang and all.
Yes.
Dan we do acknowledge them because of dorang. Okay, let's go design dorang.
Yeah. Kan? That's true. Yeah.
So bagi aku tu video pertama dorang mau mocking. So ada juga one of these dude saying di sana yang dorang cakap yang that's not mocking, man. Itu bukan mocking. Bagi aku, kau try to neglect something yang kau kira macam kau menidakkan sesuatu yang apa yang orang rasa. Dan ada dia cakap saya, I don't know who's this dude names lah. I don't know this their names. So dia cakap yang how come ini sebagai so big misunderstood, dia cakap. Macam mana boleh misunderstood yang kami cakap pasal kami suruh habis contract and all ni? Kenapa? So kalau begitu maksud dia, kalau kamu pun fikir begitu, kamu pun idiot lah, dia cakap. Maksud dia, aku pun idiot sebab aku rasa begitu. Kena mocking.
Saya pun idiot lah. Sebab I thought it was teasing.
Kan? So I mean to say we are idiot lah. So aku di pada itu aku terasa sikit lah.
Right.
Secondly, I have to say kenapa podcast di Singapura ni, kamu in the big scene, tidak bercakap pasal ini. Satu ialah tidak mau give the limelight. You guys respecting ini, tidak mau melibatkan diri mana-mana, tidak mau side mana-mana. But aku respect ke Abhala. On this side, they're still being very neutral. Aku respect Pogbi, the Syam Rahman and all. What they did, very very good. Try to be neutral, tapi dia tidak simpan-simpan. Aku punya take on Wello. Kenapa diorang boleh buat begitu macam mocking tu? Because diorang macam ada grudge. Diorang ada macam simpan-simpan masa during the 1 year punya contract tau.
Like there's something happen probably.
Yeah. So in the other hand, bila okay let's go buat respond to the video yang two videos yang viral ni
on the podcast. On the podcast. Actually, a few episodes actually.
Yes. They did because they have to. Satu, kedua, they do it very technical tau. Yang berapa kau habis, diorang, kenapa diorang mau invest begini ini, diorang sudah ada kerugian tapi diorang tidak cakap juga apa semua. Ini kita bukan side, okay let's go. Ini yang apa yang diorang cakap dan aku rasa benar lah.
It's facts
diorang factuals and orang bilang calculative, very numbers and all.
Yes.
And in the business perspective point of view.
Yes. At least this is facts from okay let's go lah diorang cakap lah.
Yeah. So Wello pergi respon lagi balik. Lepas tu diorang kasih snap screen sudah start pok nama. Sudah bagi aku tu very childish. Wello did very childish shit. Bagi aku itu kau sudah personal. You being very personal sudah. Kau cakap pasal muka kau macam diglet. Kau muka macam zombie. What are you trying to do, man? Macam budak-budak, man. Bunch of kids.
Oh, so that's what they meant.
Oh, okay. You don't get it?
No. I get it. Okay. I get it when they said, I thought they were self-depreciating, you know, macam Zah dia cakap kan, muka aku macam diglet lah.
No. That's they yang dorang kasih.
Yes, now I understand.
They call them up. Itu kira sudah personal tau.
Diglet.
Sedangkan dorang, okay, let's go. Tidak main personal ba. You know, ada bro code yang kita tidak mau langgar tau.
Yes.
Itu satu. So bila kau cakap Razi macam zombie and all apa semua tu, okay, itu aku masih neutral. Zombie Razi mau terima tak terima tu, okay. Orang ada opinion dong masing-masing.
That's personal attacks.
Tapi,
man.
Tapi personal, man. Kau sendiri cakap dong ada anak bini apa semua.
Yeah.
Apa anak dia mau dengar?
Yeah.
Apa bini dia mau terima laki dia kena cakap begitu kan?
But
this is the business, man. This is the reality kau kena terima. Yeah. As a celebrity, as a influencer, memang adalah begini kan?
Yes, that's true.
That is the itu salah satunya. Kedua, bagi aku kenapa Wello pergi siap kasih lakon-lakon yang bergaduh di orang, lepas tu Wello kasih bergaduh balik macam childish, macam budak-budak apa semua. Aku rasa dorang yang budak-budak. Tapi I do appreciate yang macam mana dorang try to be very curative on the pointers yang dorang ambil.
Countering one by one.
Yes, countering points. Kasih main, stop, lepas tu kasih explain and all everything lah.
Yeah, yeah.
Itu dia game okay bagi aku okay. Mm-hmm. Aku tak side mana-mana, but banyak sudah komen di bawah ni yang sudah start siding dorang and cakap okay let's go ada masalah and all. Yeah. I'm telling you begini ya. Wah, kamu dulu bukan main happy, kamu bilang kamu susah, senang, apa semua, kamu tengah down, kamu dengar okay let's go, kamu happy semua. Bila ada masalah begini, kamu start waking pula, okay let's go. Mm-hmm. Kamu dah appreciate the moment yang kamu ada, tidak kira lah di mana-mana podcast, tapi daripada Willow ataupun daripada okay let's go.
Right.
Okay, so, kasih happy kamu apa semua, time kamu susah, yang hampir you know, suicidal and all everything, don't dapat save, I mean allegedly.
Yeah, yeah.
And time kamu bermasalah, kamu curhat and all, tapi bila kamu, I believe yang pendengarnya adalah dua-dua yang dengar Kelexo, okay, Willow dengar. Ini ada podcast juga. Apabila kamu tidak keluar episode, dia orang sampai dengar Kinabalu podcast juga at the same time.
Yeah.
So, bila berlaku begitu kamu try judge.
Mm-hmm.
Apa yang Willow cakap daripada video dia orang itu doesn't mean it's true juga. We don't know. Itu yang berlaku antara dia orang.
Yeah.
And doesn't mean juga Kelexo juga cakap tu entirely true. We don't know
because
itu very internal.
Yes.
Cuma kita mau point yang macam bila kau being personal, personal attack, which is bagi aku tu sangat childish. You shouldn't do that.
It's not professional.
Not professional. The
ethics that we're looking for.
Dan dorong keluar lagi satu video. That was I was in Singapore. Dorong keluar lagi satu video, second video on YouTube yang part 2 begitu.
Yeah.
Itu ada okay sikit. Pertama tu ada lagi bagi aku sangat personal sudah. Tapi what is your point? Kau mau okay, let's go reply. It's like this. When you talking to a dogs ataupun dog talk to dogs lah ataupun bunch of packs of dogs and everything kan.
Mm-hmm.
Or let's say monkeys lah.
Okay.
So kau bagi dia banana and everything kan.
Mm-hmm.
Right. And then dia orang tak mau.
Yeah.
Then you have to act like a monkey to give banana. Supaya dia orang mau. Do you think you want to go down there?
Oh, stoop so low lah.
Right. Get me, right?
Okay, because I get you. I get you.
Aku rasa okay, let's go tidak akan pergi ke childishan sebegitu untuk menyamakan level dorang dengan Willow dengan lepas tu respon balik sampai bila mau habis. So dia being a big brother to just leave it lah, put it aside. Cuma I think enough of Willow to do begitu personal attack begitulah. Enough. Aku tahu dorang pun terasa bila technically Zah ataupun okay let's go kasih point it out everything, dorang pun rasa macam I need to cover this, it's all lies. Mana kita tahu dia lies kan tak?
Probably
kami tidak bilang pas kami and we also don't know true or not, not the 58,000 and everything and all that.
Kita bukan di sana.
What they have need to acknowledge adalah satu, kamu perlu, Willow perlu berterima kasih dengan okay let's go. Not just Willow, actually the whole podcast in the Nusantara ni.
Yeah.
Because they started everything and then kita pun ikut the system, kita pun try to be money to get monetized, macam mana mau monetize.
Yeah.
And bagi aku kalau dorong tidak acknowledge itu dalam setahun tu, kamu something wrong.
Yeah, there's something wrong with if you don't acknowledge the roots.
Yeah, maksud aku.
Yeah.
Say thank you lah.
Yeah.
Walaupun kau tidak sponsor 5,000 dong bayar tau. Kita mati-mati kerja seriously. We hunger for this shit kan.
Yes, we wanted this.
Yeah, for 4 years kita masih lagi like, keluar episode tidak sponsor ada on off tapi we still keep on going.
True.
Kamu dapat begitu opportunity, okay lah. Diorang kasih tau snap screen. Diorang bilang okay kami mau buat ini. Lepas tu diorang bagi diorang punya contact untuk buat t-shirt merch and everything. Lepas tu merch tu kasih abai-abai diorang and everything. Lepas tu kenapa kau tak gaduh? Kalau aku gaduh sama Zah, aku akan gaduh sama Razia NFT. Guys, kamu sudah bagiin konten, kami tidak dapat buat ni. Kami boleh kami buat sendiri. Kami pernah buat merch kami, bah. Dorang second video, second part, dorang tunjuk tau, dorang punya merch.
Right.
So kamu ada punya konten kan? I don't agree to this. Selagi kamu dah berhenti, kami dah mau keluar episode, kami dah mau. I mean work any bukan gaduh tau. I want to kasih clarify this thing. Kalau kamu dah dapat acknowledge yang kamu punya kontak ni tidak dapat bagi kami serve kami punya merch ni. Kami ada kontak sendiri, bolehkah kami buat sendiri? Fight sampai dorong okay, kamu buat sendirilah.
Yeah.
Because dorong paman ni juga apa semua kan?
Yes.
Buat. And then for the show. Okay, aku nak mau touch base aku nak mau touch base pasal dorang ada bapa sakit and everything. Aku punya bapa pun tidak juga. Itu hal dorang, we respect that.
Yes. Kalau, personal.
Ya, personal tu we put it aside lah.
Right.
But kalau dia orang bilang satu bulan baru kau boleh jual tu tiket, kenapa dalam 3-4 bulan tu kenapa kamu tak push? Gaduh saja sama Razi. Gaduh saja sama Zah.
Yeah.
We want to sell now. Kalau tak kami dapat tanu ni, kami punya market tak berapa bagus ni, kami tak dapat jual ni. Tapi kami kena jual awal and we need to do more. You know, so kami perlu more gas supaya ada traction and everything so that we can do our sales.
Yep.
And then it was 25, I don't know. Ada orang cakap at least 75. Dorang lie sebenarnya 75. Ada yang cakap 25. Dorang cakap Willy cakap 25.
At this point kita tidak tahu.
Kita tidak tahu. So itu kita dah mau touch base.
Yeah, man.
But it is still not a sell.
Yeah.
It doesn't reach the 50% still kira flop. Kira masih tidak reach the overhead and everything lah.
No
tidak.
Returns, man.
Ah, yeah, yeah.
No returns.
And it happened today. Let's go pergi guna tu Cherry Discotik. Sebab sudah terbayar for the Willow show.
So they have to go.
They have to go cover lah.
Pre-show before the real show lah.
Oh iyalah, so orang like that lah. They want to try macam dorong dulu-dulu mula-mula lah.
Yeah.
Gitu,
going
kan.
Back to the roots lah.
Correct.
Kan.
Yeah, so, I think I do my pointers on this one lah. I do put some pointers on this one. Dia cakap ada miscommunication. Dorong cakap pada second part tu macam Zah. Macam Razi bercakap dengan Din yang tidak suka Zah. How would the listeners know? How would we know apa yang berlaku? Tidak lah, kami di sana memang ada. Tapi what is the proof and everything?
Yeah.
Ini adalah one of the tactics yang orang mau menjatuhkan orang juga. At the same time, kami dah cakap because we don't know. But whatever an influencer cakap apa pun, we might always just gonna believe.
Yeah.
Because itulah dia orang dipanggil influencer.
That's it.
At first.
That's true.
Cakap
claims,
pada
kan?
Claims, yes.
Claims.
And also macam orang bilang dia cakap ada communication breakdown. Dia orang ni macam OLG ni macam ada communication breakdown. Lepas tu orang komen pun ya macam OLG ni ada communication breakdown and everything. Meaning to say Wello pun tidak ada communication breakdown with them. Kenapa kamu dah fix dah masa during one year tu? Takkan kamu dah boleh fix this thing supaya kamu masing-masing generate positivity instead of negativity at the end?
Yeah, true. Because business is business. When you have cooperation, money involved, you need to come together and discuss. Whatever buruk kah, begini kah, it's money involved, business is business, come together. You need to take charge.
Yes, correct.
Yeah.
Bagi aku, kalau aku kena bagi peluang begitulah, you know, I'm not saying we're good lah, tapi
we're given a chance,
we will whack, man.
Damn.
We will whack. I'm not saying that Wello tidak whack, but to be frank, out of this one year, I never seen dia punya FIP, even though kita follow dorang juga, because okay, let's go, kita pun follow lah dorang. I never seen any of the reels yang terkeluar yang teranu.
Dude,
maybe the content is not, I don't know, up to the par or what, I don't know, but that's what happened lah.
I mean, dude, okay, the whole year dari yang pertama sekali yang dorang introduce yang okay, we will be having Wello,
okay,
be a part of OLG punya ini investment, will help them grow macam gitu kan, from the start up until before whatever happened recently. Where is Wello ah?
Ah, itulah kan. Yeah, kita like, macam bertanya-tanya kan.
So suddenly lah macam occur to me, oh mungkin something behind the scene ke apa, maybe something big, something good coming up sekali. Done. So
habis kontrak sudah.
Habis kontrak sudah. And then tiba-tiba woman up. Okay, that's another story aside.
Okay.
So okay, this is lagi lah my opinion lah, right?
Okay.
Unlike you, I do try and listen to Wello.
Okay.
That was like last year. Saya dah cuba dengar je. Because Wello dia punya take on topics kan. Here's what's good about Wello.
Okay.
Diorang ada banyak member, that is one.
Okay.
Secondly, diorang punya ideas when you listen to them, it's good.
Okay.
But the problem is, okay. Let me talk about the good things about Wello.
All right.
Okay. Wello, if they do it properly, they bring different flavors to the table.
Okay.
Whatever that is on the market right now on the podcast scene.
Okay.
Diorang ni flavor Gen Z.
Right.
Dan ada ideas yang diorang bagi ni kan, it's fresh.
Okay.
It's nice.
Mm-hmm.
And then they fill the gaps in the industry, right?
Okay.
That's correct. True. So potential for growth is there, which is why OLG takes them.
Okay.
Yeah. But problem is, aku tengok macam diorang ni kan, it's like, okay, this is like a part-time thing.
Mm-hmm.
I have my real thing going on.
Okay.
And then this is like part-time lah. So I agree when OLG said they are not hungry enough.
Okay.
We have a core business. Kita ada kerja kita. Tapi we are fucking hungry.
Yeah.
Because
Still hungry
like how we eat this. 3 years going, coming into fourth year, we went to KL Podfest. Sudah. We still want more. Because this is kira kita punya the only thing that is, you know, not bounded by anything.
Yeah.
This is the free thing.
Yes.
And then
this is sort of like a platform lah.
Yeah. And then another problem is, okay, they are unpolished diamond.
Okay.
But they stay unpolished. Itu masalah dia.
Okay.
You know why? Because thinking that, you know, their style is okay. Okay, like I said, I listen to Welo kan.
Okay.
Diorang punya delivery, I'm not saying that it's bad. Tapi okay. dia sini sana, you know.
Okay.
Okay. This guy want to talk and then another three guys want to jump in.
Okay.
So it's all over the place. Mm-hmm. Sampai there is a few episode yang saya macam, know what? Fuck this. I'll try to skip to another one. Let's see if the audio
you still
is better.
Try lah.
I still try.
Yeah.
Because the content is good.
Mm-hmm.
The content is good, but the delivery, okay, like this. Let me put it this way. Good content.
Mm-hmm.
Marred by bad delivery. That's all I wanted to say. Some topics okay,
uh-huh.
but not well thought out. Maybe they orang fikir okay.
They want to make it like spontaneously.
Yes.
Okay.
Which in some of the episodes memang okay.
Mm.
Tapi most of the time is the bad delivery lah.
Oh.
That's all I can say for Welo.
Okay.
You okay? Okay. If you're listening to this. Kita bukan podcast besar pun.
Uh-huh.
I mean, we improve every day.
Yeah.
We try to improve every day. We mm-hmm. try to talk. We're not DJs.
Mm-hmm.
We don't have background as DJ. Ricardo have. I'm not.
No.
But I know how to talk. tapi. Try not to get it in over your head lah.
Shock sendiri ya.
Jangan shock sendiri.
Yeah.
I mean, we're not big. Okay. Kami kecil mah. Bring it back.
Itu mocking itu. Itu mocking
itu. I bring it back, man. I bring it back to okay. you, man. But yeah, we're not.
So yeah.
Just don't.
I agree to that. Actually, bukan di orang saja, banyak podcast juga yang begitu, yang ramai yang try to blend in supaya tidak bercanggah-canggah bila bercakap lah.
Yeah.
And also, aku tengok macam audio dorang macam rabak sikit lah. I don't know need to tweak or what, but macam padahal dorang pakai road mic juga. If I'm not mistaken, sure, road mic very quality mic, but
yeah, very quality mic.
But sound is bad tau. Ini orang lain cakap tau. Apabila tu berlaku, ada orang BBM kita lah, dorang punya sound bagus lah apa semua.
Same.
Kan. Si.
Yeah. Probably, I think
the interface it's the setting. Probably setting and some. Yeah.
Macam kita dulu. What did we use last time? P24 is it?
R24. Zoom. Yeah.
It's still good, man.
Yeah. Well, anyway, talking about that, aku mau sentuh sikit lah before. Aku mau sentuh sikit pasal dia punya how they ni gila kalau you wanna take it as a knowledge atau tidak, but the tone, all of them macam hampir sama tau. So we don't know who is who's.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
And also, sometimes they're trying to be so cool, blah, because of probably because they don't have banyak followers and everything.
Probably, I'm
and
not sure juga.
Probably, mungkin good looking and all juga. Mm-hmm. Kan?
They are good looking. Yeah.
But lose the glasses lah. I don't know with the goggles glasses. Oakley glasses. What is that?
Oakley.
I don't know. I don't know.
Cycling
punya goggles.
Oh, yang besar.
Lose it, man. Come on. Well, okay.
I mean, their style lah.
Okay.
All I have problem is with the sound and the delivery. Itu saja.
Okay.
I think it's probably the sound lah. So everyone sounds the same.
Yeah.
It's like a K-pop group but with the same plastic surgery. I'm sorry.
Yeah, but okay. Bagus tu. Kau boleh cakap sorry lagi. Kan? Satu, aku mau before anything ada two things lah. Satu, settle it well. Set it well. Gentleman's way.
That is
jangan
true.
Childish pok-pok nama. Pok-pok call ni zombie, call diglets and everything.
Yeah.
Same goes to okay, let's go. I think they pun do their due diligence to call them up and everything juga. Bukan dong tidak mau reply ke apa. But
yeah.
You guys now mana mau jumpa. But Singapore is very small, man. Pok big boleh drive daripada Chochukang. Come over to Bedok. Bawa Yanto from outside in podcast. Boleh duduk segera. Begitu jauh pun boleh kan.
You guys are not far away, man.
Yeah. Kami sini lagi gila babi tau. Satu kali drive 8 jam tau. So you guys are there. If you want to make it like macam this is a limelight for you guys as a content or what, but whatever it is, I don't know. But if you want to make it, because ni kecil, kamu akan jumpa in the future.
Yeah.
Also, if Welo tiada sponsor and everything, ni susah. Ni akan problem to the sponsor yang macam kita tidak mau masuk Welo lah. Tidak masuk inilah, tidak masuk ini. Probably gonna be problem.
That's true.
So, deal it in gentleman's way. And stop personal attack, which is that is so wrong bagi aku.
Dona.
Jangan childish-childish ni, come on lah. Nanti kamu sudah umur 80, 60 kalau sampai umur, insyaAllah. Kalau sampai kamu tinggal balik, oh shit, what have I done? What have I done before? Yeah,
that was so unclassy.
Ah, kan?
Kiraan gitu.
And last but not least, talking about the snap screens and everything. Kalau di Malaysia ni kita ada akta rahsia rasmi tau.
Yes, yes, yes.
You are bound to that walaupun kontrak kau sudah habis.
Yeah.
Kau dah sign kontrak, kan? Mm-mm. And then kau punya kontrak sudah habis. Whatever yang berlaku dalam the contract, which is the conversation, the snap screen, the whatever internal yang private and confidential, you shouldn't be taking it out. Kau boleh dikenakan something tau.
Yeah, legal.
Legal punya matters lah.
Yes.
Kau tidak boleh. Wah, kau dah percaya kami ada snap screen, buy ini dulu di ini. Kau boleh kena sudah. Kalau betul-betul okay lah, so mau kasih kena, Welo boleh kena tau. Listing kau sudah memecah, kau sudah memecahkan rahsia yang, you know, during within the contract.
Company data leak.
Sort of like that lah.
That's the thing. Yeah.
Yeah. So di Malaysia, I don't know, lucky or not lucky to have yang macam kita tiada kita tiada tu level of begini kan, whacking ni. Kita macam ada the bro code dan masih lagi ada respectful punya manners. Bukan aku cakap Singapore tidak respect.
Mm-hmm.
And secondly, kita mungkin juga in the bad way. Tiada lala limelight kalau tiada gaduh kan.
Betul juga lah.
Kan, it's like bad good publicity lah.
Can I say something neutral but yet very
controversial?
Not controversial lah. Maybe
pointful lah.
Maybe sound like a conspiracy lah kan.
Okay.
Probably this is a setup. Welo and okay, let's go. Probably. Okay, this is just me thinking. Inilah content. Saya nak tahu.
I don't know.
I'm so sorry if you're offended by this, but this is just me thinking out loud.
Tapi kalau kau tengok tu video, I don't think so. It's a personal attack. I don't think so, man.
Anything can be a
yalah. Everybody has their own opinion lah, and they are allowed to speak out lah, kan?
It's a day, what?
What? So that is our take on Welo and okay, let's go lah. Yeah. Para podcast di sana tu. Man, issue it out lah. We want to hear juga. I mean, ayalah, kamu mau play safe and everything kan, but
Probably.
Come on lah. Kan?
Yeah. But this is our opinion. This is what we think. We have a voice and I hope we used it properly. I think we used it properly.
Yeah.
And
Do we like breach any
I don't think so.
Takut dah kan sial. Well, fuck it man.
But we wanted to touch on this because okay, let's go is something that is close to our hearts.
Yeah.
And Welo is talented, but then you need to
kau cakap lah, unpolished diamonds lah.
Yeah, kan? Unpolished diamonds. You should be.
It's a good one, bukan mocking ya.
Yeah, it's not mocking, man. Unpolished diamond, you should be polished. But yet here you are.
So
hopefully everything is okay.
Good luck for everything. Siapa-siapa pun, kita boleh tahu this orang bilang development of these stories by dia dia orang punya pembangunan ataupun development orang.
True.
Kalau dia orang satu makin merundum, satu makin menaik, we don't know. Atau satu makin menaik juga, dua-dua makin menaik, probably, you know, we don't know.
Yeah, the maths and statistics never lies. Man.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So my last advice: no personal attack. Don't be childish on this one. Settle like gentleman's way. And
boxing match.
Sialah. Zah tu kalau badan dia tu boxing.
Woi, dia sudah
razi lagi.
Oi, tiga sudah paus ya. Boleh, woi.
Din pau kah?
Din.
Dia selalu pakai baju besar. Nampak badan dia macam mana?
Mana tahu ada 8 packs.
Probably lah.
Macam 8 pack Jesus. Sorry. That was wrong.
What is that?
This okay.
Takut.
Let me give you a context. Adaba, you've seen the picture before.
Never.
jacked up Jesus.
Oh.
You remember that
one?
It has 8 packs. Someone ukir 8 packs on that Jesus in Korea.
Okay. Wow.
Yeah.
Don't touch that.
I'm not saying Jesus, but no. Yeah. I'm just kidding. Sorry, guys.
So itu jelah. Kalau kamu dengar ni, alang-alang kamu dengar. Kalau mau pergi Sabah, kalau mau pergi Sabah, all Singaporeans out there, aku I believe this is gonna be boom juga ni episode. Tapi this is our take. Mm-hmm. Yeah, memandangkan kamu diam-diam saja. Kartel yang kasih keluar sama kita. We don't know what next, but
kartel lah.
Yeah, kau apa hal kan? Damn. So kalau kamu datang Sabah ni, kamu rent a car from NH Travel Sabah, ataupun get your itinerary fixed by NH Travel Sabah. Mm-hmm. Untuk dapatkan orang ni sangat mudah. Sedorang ada di social media dan segala-galanya ada. Dan bagi aku, they are one of the best in leading company agency yang doing very close B2B, orang bilang, punya services.
Yeah, back to back.
Yeah. Yep. And diorang is the master di Sabah ini.
Yes.
Ya, podcast ini dibawakan, podcast ini dibawakan kepada anda oleh NH Travel Sabah. Ingin mengenali Sabah dengan mudah, murah, dengan perkhidmatan yang terbaik, NH Travel Sabah adalah solusinya.
Ya, dia NH Travel Sabah ini tidak ada konspirasi yang pelik-pelik lah.
Tidak ada kontroversi lah.
Kontroversi pun tiada juga. Jadi tunggu apa lagi? Dapatkan itinerary traveling ke negeri di bawah bayu ini dengan bantuan NH Travel Sabah. Mm-hmm. Mereka menyediakan perkhidmatan dari kereta sewa, package percutian Ground Sabah hinggalah pengurusan penerbangan anda yang tidak ada kontroversi langsung. Mm-hmm. Delay itu tidak dijamin lah. Yeah. Hanya dengan NH Travel Sabah.
Dan gunakan kod promosi kami, Kinabalu Podcast, untuk dapatkan diskaun-diskaun yang hebat. Ikuti mereka di IG, Facebook dan juga TikTok mereka NH Travel Sabah, atau WhatsApp terus di talian +6 011 1644 8484 hari ini.
Cha-ching.
Saya Ricardo.
Saya Kenning.
Kami dari Kinabalu Podcast, the number one podcast in Sabah. Ciao, ciao.
Ciao,
ciao, bella, ciao.
Hey guys, me Danish Shufian. You are listening to Kinabalu Podcast, the number one podcast in Sabah.